USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the president signing the COVID relief bill Sunday night, focus in Congress now turns to his request for another $1,400 in stimulus payments for Americans. The House is set to vote Monday on a bill to provide the additional payment. But Congressman Tom Reed says getting the necessary votes in the Senate will be difficult. The New York Republican tells CNN that it will take a lot of work to convince enough senators to support the measure.
And it's going to be difficult, to be perfectly honest with you, to get that increased $1,400. We're talking, you know, that's approximately, if I did the math correct, that's about another $350 to $400 billion of additional money that needs to be found somewhere. That's going to have to be accounted for. And so I'm glad that this bill got signed. I'll do my part, as I indicated to the president, that I would support his request for $1,400 additional stimulus. But, you know, getting $218 and $60 takes a lot of work.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued new guidance on administering the COVID vaccine. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
People with underlying health conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients. Also, people with weakened immune systems not related to COVID and those with autoimmune conditions may receive the vaccine as well, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Music City Bowl was called off on Sunday because of an outbreak of COVID. Iowa and Missouri were scheduled to meet on Wednesday in Nashville, but the number of cases among Missouri players left them unable to field a full team. The Music City Bowl joins the Gasparilla Bowl as the two bowl games to be canceled since the beginning of the postseason. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Children could be returning to in-person learning after the holiday break in many states, something Admiral Brett Gerwater says should be happening. The Assistant Secretary of Health and member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force tells Fox News that children don't need to be vaccinated before returning to the classroom because the data shows they are at low risk to catch it there.
Getting children back to school right now is safe now. There's data upon data upon data that children could go back to school safely in person. There was a recent study in the MMWR that said of all the places children are likely to turn positive, school is not one of them. So it is safe and very important to get children back in school even before they are vaccinated. Now, with the community rates going down, we hope, after the holidays, because we're seeing that trend right now, and with vaccines, it'll be even safer because there'll be less spread in the community. But children do not need a vaccine to go back to school safely. It's vital for their health to get them back physically present as soon as possible.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro has died. He became famous for confusing hitters with his signature knuckleball, winning more than 300 games over his 24-year career. Most of that played with the Braves franchise in Milwaukee and Atlanta. Niekro was also known for his longevity. He holds the records for most wins after turning 40, and his 5,404 innings pitched stands fourth all time. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1997. Phil Niekro passed away Saturday after a long battle with cancer. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.